up right here on, you know what, you do it, Mo, you do it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An 85-year-old Israeli hostage is telling her story a day after she was released from captivity in Gaza.
She was taken through the plowed fields. While she was being taken, she was hit by sticks.
Yocheved Lifshitz's daughter translating for her mother from a hospital in Tel Aviv.
My mom is saying that they were very friendly towards them. They were given medicine.
Her husband is among the more than 200 hostages still being held in southern Gaza. Rescuers and locals searching for survivors under the rubble of a house destroyed by an airstrike in Khan Yunis. Correspondent Holly Williams reports from East Jerusalem.
Gaza was in dire straits even before this war started. Around half of its people living in poverty. Now they're facing catastrophe. This woman shouts abuse at Hamas, blaming them for what's happening. Dangerous words in Gaza.
The World Health Organization says nearly two-thirds of Gaza's health facilities are no longer operational. In Washington, House Republicans will take another shot at electing a new speaker this morning. They'll hold a secret ballot on eight candidates, among them Michigan Congressman Jack Bergman.
We're going to start having a round of votes and a round of votes, and it'll be when you're the last person standing, you're going to be the speaker designee.
Most of the candidates are courting Donald Trump's support. The former president could come face to face with his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. At his fraud trial in New York today, Cohen, who's called his former client a con man and a cheat, set to testify. As Thanksgiving approaches, a new agricultural concern in the nation's heartland.
Deadly cases of bird flu have been confirmed at two commercial turkey farms in Iowa. Some 100,000 birds have been killed to keep the disease from spreading. Similar outbreaks have been reported on turkey farms in South Dakota and Utah.
CBS's Jim Crisula. Are you looking for a good read? Oprah announced her new book pick on CBS Mornings. Let Us Descend is about the journey of an enslaved teenage girl across the South in the 1800s. The author is Jesmyn Ward, the youngest person ever to receive the Library of Congress Prize for American Fiction.
Her journey to sort of figure out what a new future would look like or what a new life without her mother and without these people that she loved, I think that sort of served as a model for me.
S&P futures are up 23. Dow futures ahead 159. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 69, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 58, overcast skies. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 64, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We got fun things lined up for you this hour. We're going to get to a lot of things, but right now, joining us in studio, we have some great, great people with us. We are wrapping up our series right now, interviewing some of the contestants from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Competition coming up this weekend. I'm going to tell you how to get tickets and more about these amazing young ladies in a moment, but first I want to introduce everybody, and we have to do royalty first, Melissa. I think that's the way this works. You have to go royalty first, and then you can go everybody else. So let's introduce current Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen, Ruby Marty.
Hello, everyone.
Good to see you again, Ruby. How you been?
I've been good. How about you?
Doing good. Thanks for asking. Doing good. We'll talk more in a second. And, of course, we want to welcome in Miss Wisconsin Rapids, Maria Hartley.
Hello.
Hello, Maria. You getting familiar with the area here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. You're going to be stopping by here a lot, so we're going to make sure of that. More on that later. We'll talk more. And we also want to introduce Bianca Bowden.
Hi.
Hi, Bianca. Thanks for being here. And Addison Morin, is it?
Hello, yes.
It is. All right. Pam, mark that down. I got a last name right. fantastic to have you all here today. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate the time. Just a couple of quick questions I want to get into with you, and then we'll let you get back on your day, unless you got to go back to school. Then I'll keep you all day.
At least
until 3:30, right? 3:30. Is the school still get out at 3:30? I'm so old. Yeah. I don't know anymore. Okay, good. 3:30 it is then. You guys got to be here till 3:30, at least.
Yeah.
First up, I wanted to let everybody know who doesn't know the phases of the competition. There's a private interview, fitness and activewear, talent, evening gown, and onstage questions. So first up, let's start with the talent. Can you two tell us a little bit about your talents? And I'll start with you, Bianca, if you don't mind.
My talent is a acrobatic hip-hop dance, and I've been dancing since I was 3, so it's just really fun way to express your feelings and have fun.
Yeah, dance is great. I love dance, and the type of dancing you're doing is right up my alley. That's pretty cool. Right on. You've been dancing since you were 3, you said?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very cool. And Bianca, how about you? Or Addison, I'm sorry. Addison, how about you? I will do that again, by the way. Don't worry about you.
I'm singing I'm Almost There from Princess and the Frog, and I've been singing since I was, like, 4, since, like, forever.
Very cool. Very cool. it's such a fun way, both dance, singing, both fun ways to express yourselves and everything. And I think one of the cool things about it is when you do these talents and you share them with the community like you're doing, it can encourage others to want to try these things or do them. So you never know who you might inspire with that. That's a pretty cool thing to be able to do. How about sharing with us what you've, I want to get to your community service initiative. I want to make sure to touch on that as well. So I'll start again with you, Bianca.
My initiative is Make Safety a Habit, Not an Option.
That's good. Why does that one mean important to you, Bianca?
Back in May, I was involved in a serious car accident, and I was the only one in the car wearing a seatbelt, so I want to bring awareness to how important it is to wear a seatbelt.
Right on, and good on you. As somebody who, very young, went through a lot of car accidents, it's something that I think we don't touch on very often, so I think that's a really good subject. Nice on you. Good on you.
I agree. Thank you.
And Bianca, how about you? Addison, how about you? I told you I'd do it again. Addison, how about you, Ed?
My CSI is creating acceptance, specializing special education. It just shows that having special, like, abilities and, like, stuff like that, like, it shows that it doesn't define who you are as a person, and you should be able to be yourself.
Well said. Yes, very well said, and a good initiative. You choose your own chapter. You choose your story. You know, you decide who you are, and then that's a very cool thing. These things that that you're touching on there are adjectives. They're added bonuses of who we are. They're descriptors, but they're not who we are. They don't define us. That's nice. That's a good one. I'd like to ask you both a couple of questions, Ruby and Maria. So when it comes to this point in the game, you've been doing this a little while. How are you guys feeling about your run, your reign, if you will? What have you been able to accomplish, and how has it felt to be able to do these things? Ruby, I'll start with you.
Yeah, so this year, it's definitely been a roller coaster ride, but there have been so many great opportunities for me through the Miss Wisconsin Rapids organization. I've been able to hold a book and toy drive back in May, where I then donated all of the new books to the Wisconsin Rapids Hospital Family Birthplace, and donated all the used books to Babies and Beyond. So I've just been able to do a lot with my CSI throughout my year. I've attended book drives, all of that jazz. And then one of my favorite events we went to was, I feel like we've probably touched on this before, but it was back in February. Marie and I both went to the father-daughter dance at the YMCA. And that's just a really cool event where you can see the, all the little girls who I, in my opinion, that's who I used to be. I used to look up to the Miss Wisconsin Rapids title holder. And it's just a really great experience to be able to fill those shoes and see all those other girls look up to you.
Yeah, yeah, well said. Marie, how about you?
Yeah, so of course I have to echo Ruby, but I also want to echo a little bit of what Miss Wisconsin said a few days ago at the Miss Unalaska competition. She stated, like, the first, like, month or two, you don't really see a change. You wake up and you have the same life, the same friends, the same family. But once you go through a couple months, once you go through half a year, once you're almost done, like I am, you see the changes that you've made and the connections that you've made. Again, I had a campaign through the month of May called Making a Change, where I went into schools and donated about 3,000 piggy banks to the K through fifth graders within the local area. And I raised, the children raised and the community raised $3,300 to donate towards FOCUS, which is our local food pantry. And they also teach financial literacy courses, which is great for me since my CSI is financial literacy or finances for the future. But I don't know if I could pick a specific event that I loved the best. I do love the father-daughter dance. It's just that the whole experience as a whole is probably my favorite thing, making the connections and building little moments with kids and making sure that I'm reaching everyone that I possibly can was probably my favorite part of the year.
There's a lot. It's a big world, and there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of things that that call to us and pull on our empathy, and there's so much to do that sometimes it can seem daunting, especially when you're young, that there's so many things going on. When you have this an initiative and you have this one thing you are focusing on or what have you, you're able to step back afterwards and kind of see, oh, I made an impact. I was able to do something. Have you guys felt a little of that throughout this process, that going into some of these subjects, your initiatives, if you will, that they're big? And as you get inside, you get working on them. Well, we can make an impact. We can make a difference. Have you felt that? Maria?
Yeah, again, at first I did not. And especially like throughout running the campaign that I did, I just sort of was like, I'm doing this. This is something that I'm doing. But when people come up to you and they say, my kid filled their piggy bank, they're so happy. Or people come up to you and they say, that's an amazing thing that you've done. You actually start to feel the changes that you're making. And now looking back at the end of the year and when having to write like the end of the year farewell speech, you really notice the differences that you've made throughout the past year. So yeah, I've noticed it more recently within like the past month or two and really like settling down and figuring or going throughout my year, but I didn't realize it at first.
Marie? I'm sorry. Ruby?
So, yeah, kind of what Maria said, definitely. Mm-hmm. The first few months, you don't feel it at all, but especially as the year started to pick up, you really start to see the impact that you're making on your community and your fellow peers. So this whole year, I do think that I've been shown the appreciation. I just don't think I started to realize it until I was putting my farewell video together, all of the events I went to, all the appearances. I made over 50 appearances throughout my reign, and just looking back on those memories and just realizing what an impact you actually made in the moment is very incredible.
We've had nothing but, in the time that I've been in this chair, interviewed great Miss Wisconsin Rapids, Miss Teen Wisconsin Rapids. You guys have set the bar. You guys have set the bar, and I appreciate that, and our community appreciates that. Great work on both of you. Very proud of the work you guys have done, and proud of all you kids. I'm an actor. I've been acting since I was 7. It's nothing for me to get on stage, but I can't do what you guys do. I can't be myself out there. I play a person. I play a character or something. You're yourselves out there. I admire that so much, and it inspires me even, and I'm sure many, many others, maybe most importantly, young women, and it's another great opportunity that we don't have enough of women supporting women and building on that. And that's a great thing to be able to have as well. I want to ask this question of all of you, but I will start with you, Addison and Bianca. Why did you choose to compete? And Bianca, if you want to start, see, I got it that time. I got it. It only took me 3 or 4 times.
Ever since I was little, I was involved in all the princess competition. Well, not competitions, but all the princess things, and I've just really wanted to improve my speaking skills and get a sisters, I guess. One of the points of the crown is sisterhood, and I think that I'm finding great sisters throughout this journey.
Right on. Very cool. Very cool. And for you?
When I was little, I met Miss Oshkosh, and I've just always, like, looked up to people with the crown, and I've always just, like, I've always wanted to do that. Like, that's going to be me one day, so just looking up to others, and, like, I want to do that.
Right on. Very cool. Very cool. Now, for you two, now that you have kind of, you've gotten the crown, you have been in this position for a while, we've talked about this. We asked you this before you got those crowns, why you chose to do this. With some perspective and looking back at the time, not only, you know, touching on why you did this, but what you've gotten from this. And that's a tough question to kind of answer, because as you've already touched on, there's so much that this time has brought to you. But kind of, you know, a Cliff Notes version, if you will. Why you did this and what you've gotten from it. And again, I'll start with you, Maria.
Sure. So originally, my dad used to, Phil Harley, used to MC it when I was little. Mm-hmm. So I went to a bunch of them. My sister competed her senior year of high school. So it's always something been in the back of my mind. And I figured, like, I want to do it for the experience one time my senior year. Unfortunately, that's when COVID hit, so I didn't get to do it my senior year. And then I went to St. Norbert College in De Pere my freshman year of college, so I couldn't do it then. And then I decided to move back. I love my home area, so I moved back to Stevens Point. I'm going to UWSP right now. And I decided, why not? I never got to do it. Let's do it one more time. And I am so glad that I did. I came in for the experience and sort of just competing for the one time. But I left knowing all of, like, building a complete new skills of soft set skills, talking to people, making conversations, talking in front of people. I was and still sort of am an introvert. I've always been an introvert. My dad is the extrovert, so I sort of, like, took the opposite of him. But this year has totally brought a different side of me out of that, and especially and the other things that I've learned. Probably the biggest takeaways were that even the no matter how young you are or how little you have in the connections in the community, it's never too young to start building those connections, and it's never too young to make an impact. I definitely didn't think that I would be donating over $1,000 to anything in my life. So having $3,300 go towards a food pantry and something that's really meaningful to our area is crazy.
Yeah. Right on. Ruby, how about you?
So kind of like Maria, I have always gone to the Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant. It's just been a family tradition. My dad was never the MC, though. He's not that popular in the community. I've always gone to the pageants, and I ended up doing the princess program one year. I think I was a fourth grader. And it's just always something that I found interest in. So I remember one day I was just doing my homework. My mom came up to me, and she was like, "Did you hear they're adding on a teen program to the Miss Wisconsin Rapids organization?" And I was like, "No." So she asked me if I would like to do it, and I was like, absolutely. So I jumped on the opportunity. I went to all the workshops. It came to the day of the show. Obviously, I was pretty nervous because I had a basketball tournament and my interview, like, in the same stretch. Yeah. Mm. But it was a great experience, and I think it really showed that even though I am a busy person, I'm able to still fulfill the duties of Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen. Mm-hmm. And then over the year, what I've kind of learned is that it's going to be rocky. There's going to be parts that are going to be hard. There's going to be parts that are going to be fun. But at the end of the day, you're making a huge impact on your community. And like Maria said, it does not matter what your age is. Like, I was the youngest person who competed last year, and I still won. It doesn't define you at all when you are competing. You just have to be yourself out there and show everyone what you can do for the community.
Both of you, well said. And talking to you the first time you came into the studio, and now you've grown so much.
Let's not talk about that.
No, I'm very proud of you. I think it's really come a long way. It's awesome. Very cool. And I still don't know how you walk around with those crowns. I'd be knocking into things all the time.
I've got to say something. I don't think I learned throughout this whole year how to put the crown on my own.
Yeah, I may have done it almost every single time we've had one.
That's great. Yeah. The little inside info there. I like that. That's good. So, similar question for both of you. Why did you choose to compete? And I'll start with you, Addison.
I don't know, because we moved a year ago today. Mm-hmm. And
wow.
The week I moved, I saw that Ruby, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, she's my friend. Like, she is, like, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen. Like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, I want to do that too. Like, that sounds like so much fun.
Right on. And Addison, as a transplant myself and somebody who moved to this area, I know that it can be tough sometimes to get, you know, assimilate yourself into a new area. For one, I am beyond blown away that you're doing this. I would never have been able to. I think that's so cool and so brave of you. But it's also a great way to incorporate yourself into the city, into the area, and get to know things and stuff. It's very smart. Good on you. Bianca.
Like I said before, I've really just wanted to do it since I was little, and the second I found out that teens were about to compete, I was too late for it, so I was kind of bummed about that, but I just wanted to do it for great experiences.
Right on. We don't get to do this very often where we have you guys here, the current holders of the crowns, and some contestants here. So what I'd like to do right now is, I would normally ask this question, what kind of advice would you give to future contestants or something? Now you can actually say it right to them. So for both of you, again, I will start with you. Marie, I'll start with you on this. What kind of advice would you give to these contestants, but future contestants as well?
Yeah, it's okay to be nervous, right? But the butterflies are natural, they're normal, and it shows that you care about it. But take those butterflies in stride. When you're competing, it's, you know, you get a little nervous. I mean, personally, I don't know, because when I go on stage, I sort of black out. So, like, I don't feel it after a while. But you get, you know, the more, it's a way to put yourself out there, and the more you do it, the more comfortable you'll get with it. So, like, especially don't get your head down depending on where you place or if you win or if you don't. Like, it's a huge growing experience. And both Ruby and I were lucky to win on our first competition, but, you know, I've seen people who have competed 5 times in 1 year and haven't won a thing or even placed, and they're still taking everything with grace, and it's just about the learning experience and growing yourself, not about like the whole crown part of it.
Ruby?
So yeah, also taking off, at the end of the day, you have to realize that only one person is going to win the title at wherever you're competing. But the important part, like Maria said, is the growth that you're going to get from it. If I looked back at my first ever interview, it's kind of hard for me to watch sometimes because of how lost I looked. And so just seeing all of the growth that I made throughout my year, but also all the growth that the other girls made last year who I was competing with, it's just really incredible to see everyone make such great improvements. Their interview skills are getting better. Their talents are getting better. Everything is just getting better as a whole. And it's really great to see that in all the contestants. And another thing to take in is, even if you don't win, you still get scholarships. Like, that's something super huge with our pageant, especially. We are so lucky that every contestant leaves with $150 in scholarships. So that is just an amazing thing, I think, because that still gives people a reason to compete, even if they don't win their first year, and to come back and to keep trying for it.
Yeah. And to piggyback on what you guys are saying there, along with that scholarship money, which is no small thing, you win by competing. Like, you really do. It's not one of those things where we're just telling you this to try to make you feel better or something. Like, you really do. Just by doing this, the experience that you have. I touched on this for a point to both for both of you. These two came in here, and I think they were very good at what they were doing when they started out. But now, they are poised. They are polished, if you will. And that can happen for you as well. And it doesn't take the crown to do that. It helps, and it goes a long way. But just competing, just being a part of this, getting on that stage is a rep. And the more reps you have in life, the more you are going to feel more comfortable doing these things. You're going to have other times in life, whatever you do, where you're going to have to speak in front of people or talk to people. It could be awkward. I do it every day, and I've never gotten used to it. I've never turned this microphone and not been nervous. Like, it's just part of the gig. But the more you do these things, the more comfortable you'll feel, and they're going to benefit you the farther you go. With that being said, for you two, what kind of advice would you give to future contestants out there that we're encouraging to do this? And Addison, I'll start with you. It's a big question. I know. Yeah. It's a tough one. Yeah.
My advice would just be, like, be yourself. Mm. Like, coming into it, I thought I was just going to have to be, like, I was afraid when I, like, came into it. I was just, like, I didn't know what to expect. Like, I didn't know who to expect. Like, it was just a whole different ballpark than watching Ruby get crowned. Like, it's so much different than watching them. But just be yourself. Like, being yourself is going to make you have good opportunities and friendships, and it's just going to make you an overall better person if you just be yourself.
Well said. Bianca?
Well, like what Addison said, just be yourself. When I came into it, I thought I'd be judged if I messed up, or just people would talk about how, oh, look it, she's like not speaking good or something. But like, it's really not about that. Everyone's just so nice, and nobody's really judging you because everyone's messed up or made a mistake.
Right on. Very cool. I wish you guys all well. Enjoy yourselves. Have a great time out there. You can't lose. You go out there, you smile, you have fun, create some sisterhood, and it's a win-win-win-win all over the place. So enjoy yourselves out there, and we're going to make sure to have a good crowd to cheer you on and celebrate with you. And to Ruby, to Maria, thank you again so much for what you've done for the community, how you have worn that with pride and care and done such good work. I'm very proud of both of you and how far you both have come. Keep up the great work. And keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
We do want to send a shout-out to the contestants who weren't able to be with us throughout this series that we've been doing. A big shout-out to Angie Ramirez-Rodas, who is competing in the Miss Wisconsin Rabbits pageant, and Trinity Pearson-Ramalakan, who is also competing in the Miss. Rose Paul, who is competing in the Miss as well. Then Madison Graff, Niobe Kuhn, and Amirable Mueller, who are competing in the teen competitions. I could not have done those names worse. I apologize. You're welcome to mess up my name all you like. Cheer on these kids, support these kids as they hit the stage. There is going to be a preview night on Friday that you can check out. Friday night dress rehearsal is open to the public. Tickets are just $15 at the door. Cannot get those online, though, so you want to show up to get them. And then the big show is Saturday. Tickets $20. They can be purchased online at MissWisconsinRapids.org. MissWisconsinRapids.org. Support these kids. Support your community. It goes a long way, everybody. Thank you all for joining us so much. Great, great segment
thank
here.
You.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, Melissa and I will be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed,
miss.
Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 69, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 58, overcast skies. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 64, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Might as well jump. All right, unless you're in a car. Please, if you're in a car, please don't try jumping. Please, please.
Don't jump.
But we apologize for that. I'm so sorry if anybody that was in a car when I played that song. It happens sometimes. So they need to have a disclaimer before that. They really do.
It would help.
We're just going to have a quick segment here before we go to Melissa's news. I just wanted to send a shout out to those amazing young ladies and all the ladies who have joined us for the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen competition. A shout out to all of them and all the ones that weren't able to join us. Hopefully the next time around, we'll be able to get every single contestant on. This is why we're here. WFHR has been here for going on 83 years, and that is the essence of what we do here. Why we are broadcasting right from central Wisconsin, right here in Wisconsin Rapids, is talking to the future of our area, the future of our city, of our state, right there. Mm-hmm. Every one of these series, every one of these amazing young human beings that we have had on the air with us, that's why we broadcast from here. That's why local radio is still valuable and still so vital to our communities.
Yeah, and their community efforts and initiatives that they're working on are so wonderful and, you know, building in the community with the books and the food drives. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Support these kids. Get to this. If you can show up to both nights, that's great. If you can make it to one, that's just as good. We encourage you to get your tickets for Miss Wisconsin Rapids, the pageant at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. And a big shout out to all of them. And a special shout out to the parents and to the host moms who got them here and helping them. And a special shout out to Pam Hilke, who does an amazing job scheduling
these
kids.
Organizing.
I mean, every one of these kids got a different set of schedules and a different thing going on, and Pam working her tail off to get every one of them on with us. Thank you, Pam. Thank you to all of them for joining us. Again, MissWisconsinRapids.org is the website, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Let's get to Melissa's news. You've waited long enough for that. We'll do that. We'll come back, and we'll touch on some more fun stuff. I've got here, where is it? Oh, yeah. People are sharing the obvious reasons their friend is still single. We've got that one coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lead is toxic, and many children in Wisconsin experience lead exposure that can impair brain development. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports that over the past two decades, more than 230,000 children in the state under the age of six have been poisoned by lead. The DHS encourages testing children for lead exposure and checking homes for lead hazards. Lead-based paint in homes built before 1978 are a common source, as well as contaminated soil and drinking water from lead-lined service pipes. Students in Stevens Point are holding a contest to name the city's snow plows. There's 14 plows that remove snow in the city. Each classroom will submit a name, and each school will vote on the two best. The classrooms that submitted a winning name for a plow will receive an ice cream party. The project is supported by help from Bushman Signs and Festival Foods. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 69, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 58, overcast skies. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, high temperatures reach out to 64, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Diving into maybe, you know, for Halloween, maybe this is a scary topic. Could be. Everyone knows someone who's still single, and a lot of them would probably say it bothers you more than it bothers them. That's an interesting note on this, I think. People on social media are explaining the obvious reasons why their single friends are still single, and they seem to be obvious, too. Here are some of the highlights. Some people mention character issues, like he's not as nice of a person as he thinks he is. Maybe they're too confident, zero self-esteem, or they have a lack of self-control. So once again, we're seeing the need of balance. The having some confidence.
Restraint.
Without being too egotistical, that balance line. I have no idea what that balance is. I'll be completely honest. I'm one of those people that is constantly trying to build up my confidence and get it to a good level, to where I don't know if I have an ego about anything. That being said, I think that a little ego goes a long way for people. And mm-hmm. you need to believe in yourself. It's one of the hardest things I've had to do as an actor. I can say that the hardest thing I've had to do as an actor has never been learning an accent or learning the fence or anything that I've had to do on stage. It's believing in myself. It is when I'm going into a casting session, believing that I'm the greatest actor for this role, that there is nobody in the universe that can beat me out for this part. That kind of like balance is something I'm still learning to do. So I'm not going to judge it.
It's a difficult line to walk between being humble and being confident.
Mm-hmm. Some mentioned attitude issues, like they're always negative or they're always immature or they're always too happy or they're always making things light of things. So again, I'm seeing a balance here that needs to be there.
Yeah, the negative one is kind of a big one. If you're coming across as negative all the time, who wants that in their life?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you could, of the two, it's a little bit easier to tolerate somebody who is always chipper, always happy, you know? I feel like I can take that more than I can take and I'm saying this as somebody who used to be one of those negative people, who used to be one of those people that was always that way.
Well, it requires the partner to carry that emotional load. Then mm-hmm. all the time. And that's a big emotional load to carry.
And I think one thing that is pretty universal, I would like to think at least, is whatever we're talking about in a relationship, it's supposed to be a partnership. It's supposed mm-hmm. to be a team. It's not, you know, one devouring the other or, you know, you becoming more and more and more like your partner or anything like that. It is, you know, being a team and coming mm-hmm. together.
And carrying those burdens together.
They smell bad. hygiene showed up a lot on this list.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, and not too surprisingly to some, men were more likely to have bad hygiene than women. I can't think of many more. There's a lot of like basics when it comes to dating or it comes to, you know, even just putting yourself out there. I'd like to think that this has got to be number one, if not number 1A, 1B, you know, of the list.
Yeah. My mom tried online dating for a short period of time, you know, and this was years back when online dating was still in its kind of, I would say, teenage years. But she went on a date and she's like, Melissa, his glasses were filthy.
Oh.
Like, yep. Don't blame you for being out after the first date, Mom.
Yeah.
that's a no-go, too.
Yeah, I can see that. I've made similar decisions myself on the positive and the negative of that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some said that one of the bigger things on this list is having an unrealistic expectation for a partner. And there were others that said an unrealistic impression of themselves. So a little bit of kind of that right there, not balance, but that kind of idea there where you're I don't believe that anybody in life should ever settle. And I also believe that you should not expect perfection with anything in life, especially other human beings.
No. And you also shouldn't think that you're perfect. Because we all have things that we do that are going to bother other people. Because guess what? All of us are human.
Yeah, and we all understand that the only perfect people out there are our mothers. Like, that's it. End of list. I'm pretty sure my mom listens right now, so I want to make sure.
Okay, good.
That,
yep.
I need the points.
Moms are perfect.
Yes, yes.
Moms are human, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things we love about them is they're not perfect.
They're humanity.
And they don't pretend to be, usually. another good one on this list I found, was that a person living in the past. Basically...
Oh.
You know, this is kind of interesting. We don't see a lot of crossover with these very often, but this is very similar to a job interview. No job interview has ever been won by you bad-mouthing your former employer.
Mm-hmm. Or constantly referring to things at your old job.
Yeah. Same thing with talking about an ex. You know, new partner has ever been like, wow, I really love the way they rambled about their ex for 5 hours. Nobody has ever said that in human history.
Well, because that's just a big red flag. That's you're not over that person, so we can't start something new here. I'm not a therapist. Bye.
There is there's some terminology nowadays that get used a lot, like trauma, and it bothers me sometimes because I think that 99, if not all of us, have dealt with some type of trauma, and I think we mislabel certain things sometimes as trauma, and it's hard to know, it's hard to tell, and who's to say what is and what isn't trauma to another person and everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to make light of past situations, and there is no timetable. Well, this happened. I was cheated on. It takes me exactly this long for me to get over it or something. I remember having an ex's mom tell me it takes you however long you were with the person, it takes you that amount of time to get over them, and that didn't make sense in my brain because there is no proper time frame to get over anything.
No,
or
and
what
it's
have
different
you.
Depending on what age you're at, and there's a lot of factors to figure into that.
And I do think it's very important to understand your audience, yourself, and when are you really ready to be out there? And to give yourself some grace with that, hey, you know, I want to get back out there, but maybe I'm not ready, or I'm ready, but it's going to take baby steps, you know, understanding that stuff.
Well, and we all have, the more common way to refer to things in our past is baggage.
Yeah.
Which also has some negative connotations to it. But I think one of the hurdles for me in being able to move past some of the things that happened in past relationships was admitting that some of them were traumatic. Some of them were trauma.
Yeah.
And being able to admit that to myself and to work through those on that level and understand what some of my triggers are. Because we all have those things that take us back to a time when life was, in some cases, pretty bad or awful, or, you know, in your experience. So acknowledging what is trauma, what is baggage, what is, okay, this is a trigger for me, and being able to move past some of those things. So terminology does matter, but you're right. Some of it gets overused.
Therapy is a heck of a thing. And there, in the last year that I've been doing it, there have been so many incidents that I just thought were just, you know, past memories. That's all they were. I didn't have any really feeling or anything associated to them. And I've come to find out, oh, that's a traumatic experience, man. That you just went through something there. Like, it almost takes sometimes a third party to kind of like help you see these things because we're so close to
person.
Them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And growing up, all children, one of their greatest assets and one of their most beautiful things, but also one of the most heartbreaking things about children is how adaptable they are and what they will adapt to.
Right. And how much they can live with without knowing that it is traumatic what they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not necessarily, you know, it's not an excuse. It's like, well, I had this traumatic thing happen to me, so it excuses all of my behaviors now. No, that's not what it does.
Right. Exactly.
It helps you identify what happened to you, and then you can start to work through that. And it's a process.
Yeah. Well said. I am being told, though, Melissa, that our dating advice show has just been canceled.
Blame anybody for canceling us.
Probably a good idea. Probably a good idea. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, James. I think we're doing pretty good.
We're doing all right. We're doing all
right. I must
say. Yeah, yeah. We're doing all right. we'll be back with more fun.
Thankfully, we're not dating each other.
Yeah.
Because that would not end well.
Yeah, just I'm leaving that way. We're going to break. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Cold and flu season is practically here, but don't worry. Family Natural Foods has Terry Naturally immune products to help boost your system. Fight ear infections and sore throats with propolis, a natural medicine produced by bees with antibacterial properties to fight superbugs. Boost your immune system with elderberry extracts to fight common flus, respiratory illnesses, and even shingles. Andrographis, also known as the king of bitters, has been widely used in Ayurvedic medicine since ancient times. It's an anti-inflammatory that also boosts your immune system's ability to defend against viruses and bacteria. Need more info? Tune in on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. for Terry Talks Nutrition on WFHR to hear about these and other immune health products. And all are invited to stop in with any questions for our knowledgeable staff. Take charge of your overall health this fall and visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Family Natural Foods, supporting your health naturally.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 69, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 58, cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Melissa and James back with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Little TLC playing us in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the 90s kids bopping their heads right now.
Yeah, that's me.
me too. This is sort of a That Ain't Right story that leads us into a That Ain't Right story. Seems a bit like a no-brainer, but maybe not. Would you be willing to give up exercise for 2 years to be totally debt-free? Seems pretty... Yeah.
I think I did that already, but I'm not debt-free yet, so what's the deal, man?
Come on, life! What's going on here? Someone polled 1,000 Americans, and most said no. 52% of us would not be willing to give up exercise for 2 years if it wiped out all of our debt. And here are 10 other things, and how many of us would give them up for being completely debt-free. Your car for a year. 30% would do that to be debt-free.
If you lived in a city, that'd be easy. Mm-hmm. But us rural dwellers, not so easy.
Your phone for a year. 22% would ditch their phone to be debt-free. Your pet for a year. 12% would do that one. Yikes. no sex for a year. 56% would consider that. Abstinence would consider that to be debt-free. Again, some people have already been doing
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alcohol for a year. 73% would do that one.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
No traveling for 2 years. 70% would stay home to be debt-free.
Well, I suppose that means you could do more traveling after those 2 years.
Yeah.
Because you're debt-free.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. No streaming for 2 years. 59% would give up Netflix and Hulu and all those things.
That'd be easy for me.
Yeah, well. Amazon for life. 42% would give up that to be debt-free.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd also champion that one. Mm-hmm.
And social media for life. For life. Social media, not a year. Giving up social media for a life. 38% claim that they'd do that.
Yeah. I'd jump on that bandwagon.
Does this speak to you, Melissa, more of about how much how many of us are dealing with debt and how heavy that is, that weighs on us? as opposed to these other things not maybe meaning as much as we thought they did? Because that's what it speaks to me. It's it just how many, like, I'm always looking for things that bring us more together, that unify us, that show that we have more in common than not. Then there's things like this that I wish we didn't all have in common, but it seems like we do.
Well, about the only thing on that list that is like a meaningful, loving relationship is giving up your pet. And what was that, 12 or 13% of people?
Mm, yeah, yeah.
But it didn't say, you know, you can't see your kids for 2 years.
Yeah,
you know, you can't. I mean, these are not like life-shaking, earth-shattering things we're giving up.
Yeah.
Travel, social media. They didn't even list any of your favorite food.
Right.
Like, you can't eat your favorite food for a year. So I think you're right. These things are not necessarily as important. Are they things that maybe bring us joy or help make our lives feel more full? To some extent, yes. Especially travel, but social media, oftentimes I think that brings us down and depresses us more than it's enriching.
Yeah. Yeah.
And debt is crushing.
Yes. It's one of the major factors. We talk about, this is October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It is also, it's not Suicide Prevention Month and Suicide Awareness Month, but it is one of those things that I think of with this subject matter because it comes up so often. There is a crossover between the two. And that crossover continues when you look at the amount of people that are struggling with depression or suicide and how much debt plays into that. Again, coming up with another one of these things where it's just, and it brings me back to the political landscape, like a lot of things do, unfortunately or fortunately in life, where for a while there we were talking about getting rid of student debt. And just like everything else in this country, you had 50% of the audience saying that this is good, this is great, it gives young people an opportunity, et cetera, et cetera. You've had other people, wait a minute, I didn't have that, so they shouldn't have that. Like that whole...
The playing field isn't the same now as it was then, though.
Yeah.
Which...
The playing field changed yesterday. Today, it's different than it was yesterday, let alone 20 years ago or anything. That argument is one of the... I'm sorry, I know we're not supposed to use this word anymore. It's one of the dumbest arguments I've ever heard. The idea, well, how it was for me in my day. We also were, in your day, we brought ice to people. Like, we didn't have refrigerators. You know, I mean, there's certain things. Like, what are we doing here, man? That's not an argument.
In that day, government paid for a lot more of college than it is paid for now.
Yeah.
The amount that it costs to go to college is astronomical. And then the number of years that you're saddled with that debt, trying to crawl out from underneath it and be a productive and contributing member of society. And then for the people who can't even afford that.
Yeah.
I mean, people can't even afford food and rent. Mm. So how could you possibly afford college?
Yeah. We got to get to our feature, That Ain't Right story, and this is a doozy. The California Highway Patrol tried to pull over a Ford Mustang for speeding on Saturday afternoon, but the car led the cops on a chase. The driver turned out to be an 18-year-old named Marcus, and coincidentally, and I say that in quotes, coincidentally, he had what looked like a license plate that said, "Will run." It turned out that it was just a sign covering the actual plate, which is also against the law. But I mean, come on, man. What are you doing? You're telling them that you're going to run. You're
asking to be chased for what?
Yeah, yeah. The chase hit speeds of 100 that ended when the Mustang collided with an SUV carrying a family, ooh, including a child. Thankfully, everybody is okay. But this is why these people, we call these knuckleheads out, because you're a fool. First off, nobody has ever outrun the cops. Nobody.
Mm-mm.
Not the Dukes of Hazzard. Not anybody has ever done this. Like,
you might run from the one behind you, but what about the one that's waiting to pick up the chase once that car gets behind? There's radios.
Yeah. They've got a team, okay? It's you. It's you and your knucklehead brain against a team. Like, not to mention these vehicles that they're driving in are all built for this process. Mm. You're driving around in a Nova. Come on. What are you doing? Don't just pull
roller
over.
Skate. Come on. Just get up.
Just pull over, man. Just pull over. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. You know, obviously this person, we're not going to be seeing the sunshine for quite some time.
I'm not seeing it either. It's pouring rain here right now. Right. So if you hear those drippy drops, that's why.
It is kind of a nice backdrop. I like the backdrop of it.
It's a rain backdrop.
I need a palate cleanser. Let's get to some good stories of the day. And first, we've already had one of them. A big thank you again to the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and team competitors that have joined us, not just today, but throughout the last couple of weeks. Thank you to all of them for joining us.
Yeah, getting ready for their big event this weekend. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's going on Friday and Saturday this week. Be sure to attend. You can get your tickets at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. You can also vote for your fan favorites over there, too. So get on over to that website and check that out, everybody. Join us today from 3 to 4 as we kick off Midday Magazine for the week. In part one, our good friend Lacey Ayling is going to join us. She is a community leadership. Casey's also going to be with us as well from community leadership. Looking forward to talking about some of the great events in our community with our chamber.
Yeah, wonderful.
And in part two, Amy Scheid, a great friend of ours from the Family Center, resource development coordinator over there, is going to be with us. Domestic Violence Awareness Month is their event is coming up Thursday, Painting the Town Purple. Thursday is Community Day. We're going to talk about that and plenty more ways for you to incorporate this into your workplace or into your day and bringing attention to this subject every chance we get.
And purple looks great on everybody.
Yeah, sure does. Halloween at the Y going on this Friday from 5:30 to 8 over at 601 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. An evening full of activities for kid-friendly haunted house, games and dancing, costume contest, face painting, arts and crafts, photo booth, free.
Nice.
And all of this is free with a donation of a non-perishable food item.
Yeah, that's great.
Big thank you to the Y and the Boys and Girls Club for hosting this event, having a nice, safe, fun event for families, and certainly for adding on to the free donation. That's a really wonderful thing to be able to add on to this great event.
Yes.
Our good friends over at the Historic Point Boss, keeping in history alive, have their Spirit Walk coming up this Saturday.
This one might be a little haunting.
Yeah, nice. 6 to 8, join them at the Historic Point Boss and take a guided lantern-lit walk around Historic Point Boss. Learn from the individual citizens of the area as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about the history of your area.
That's great. Keeping history alive.
Truly fun for the entire family. Go ahead and check this out this weekend and find out more by going to historicpointboss.com, historicpointboss.com. The Wisconsin State Cross Country Meet is going on this weekend here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 111th running of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Boys Cross Country Championship and the 50th annual Girls Cross Country Championship will take place this Saturday, October 28th, at the beautiful Ridges Golf Course right here in Rapids.
Nice.
Encourage you to get your tickets at WIA's website. That's WIA.com. Go ahead and go over there, get your tickets, and take in this event and support these athletes.
Bring your umbrella.
Yes. It's going to be one of those weekends, it sounds like. Wanted to touch on some world good stories also. A school bus driver in Texas named Raquel Baker saved a 7-year-old boy who started choking on a quarter.
Oh, my.
He was messing around on the bus and popped it in his mouth. She gave him the Heimlich, and he coughed it up. Security cameras got the whole thing on tape. That's pretty cool. Very cool.
That is really cool.
A couple near Boston using their elaborate Halloween display to raise money for cancer research again.
Oh.
They built a 74-foot-long pirate ship in their front yard.
Oh, wow.
This is magnificent.
That's incredible.
It's got fake skeletons. It's got everything. It's a nod to the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. And you go and check this out, and there is a QR code you can click that can send you right to the website that you can donate to.
Neat. I have a That Ain't Right story. It's hailing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go.
Yeah, you gotta
okay,
go.
Bye.
You go ahead and take care of that, Melissa. Yeah, Melissa. I hope that goes well. I got to text her, find out how that went. We did want to wrap up the day, not only thanking all of you for listening, and certainly for you guys all participating in some of the things we've been doing around here, like our Name and Our Chicken. Our WIRI Chicken has just a couple of more days for you to vote on this one. So go to wiscountry.com/chicken, wiscountry.com/chicken. get in on the naming, everybody. You got until this Thursday, the 26th. That is when this the voting will wrap up, and we will announce the winners, the name of our chicken, and of course the placement of these names. We'll announce that on Tuesday, October 31st, Halloween. We'll have some fun with that one on the Sunrise Show, and we'll of course give you the information right here on the morning show at WFHR as well. Get to wiscountry.com/chicken, and you get to rank these. What do you want to put first? Wisco Chick, Winston Von Kluck, or Agatha? It's your choice. There are no wrong answers. Go ahead and rank those as you like and get in on this, and then be listening next Tuesday on Halloween when we announce the name of our WIRI chicken. Thanks to all of you for participating, everybody who got us names, everybody who has gotten in on the voting of this. We appreciate you so darn much. Thank you to each one of you. We'll be back at this tomorrow. Terry John's going to be sitting in with us tomorrow, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Looking forward to hanging out with Terry and all of you tomorrow morning right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.